Thanks for listening to the Odd Couple podcast. Be sure to check us out live every weekday from 7 p.m. to 10 p.m. Eastern, 4 to 7 Pacific on Fox Sports Radio. Find your local station for the Odd Couple at foxsportsradio.com or stream us live every day on the iHeartRadio app by searching FSR.
Now let's get this party started.
You're listening to Fox Sports Radio.
Welcome in on this funky flashback Friday. It indeed is the Odd Couple, Rob Parker, along with Ephraim Salaam, in for Chris Broussard. We expect Chris Broussard to be back on Monday, but we appreciate Ephraim stepping in, pinch hitting. We're coming to you live from the Fox Sports Radio studios.
We'll do it live!
We will do it live, Bill, and great hour. We're going to talk about Patrick Mahomes. Also, in about 30 minutes, Ephraim, Adam Kaplan from the Fox Sports Radio NFL Insider will pepper him with some questions coming up. But let's turn our sights, and we brought it up a little bit with Kerry Rhodes about Patrick Mahomes. And Chris went out on the ledge real early and said he was Jordan-esque, like he was Michael Jordan, the next Michael Jordan. He has not played like Michael Jordan. I don't remember Michael Jordan ever having these kind of struggles. And I was really always put off by it because I thought it was just too soon. I'm not saying he's a bum or he wasn't great his first couple of years and he deserved all the accolades, right? He won an MVP. He won a Super Bowl. All that. But it hasn't been all that of late. And he's played poorly. I don't Ephraim, I'm not picking on him. I'm just, right? He's played poorly.
You're not picking on him. I mean, the proof is in the pudding, right?
Right. Like, but people, you know, when you say something, they think, he hates Patrick. No, he just hasn't played up to the standards that mostly he set for himself, right? Which was a good thing because people expected a lot from him. But there was a story in the Athletic where they talk about Ephraim, whether or not he's still a tier one quarterback. And first, let me get just your thoughts of his play this season, and then we'll dive into this, and then we could hash it out. When you watch him now, do you see a different player?
I do see a different player. I see a player that is trying to force things. Now, when we talk about Patrick Mahomes and, you know, what he's turned into, his passing rating still with his struggles, or it's 93, 92.5 or something like that, right? He has 20 touchdowns, 10 interceptions.
That number's high because if you look at the last two years.
It's very high. Yeah, he's only been in double digits.
He had 11 in the last 2 years.
He's only been in double digits one time, and that's his first year, full year starting. And, oh, by the way, he had 50 touchdowns that year. So that number is high. You look at his passing yards per attempt, and it's down a whole yard and a half at 7 yards per attempt. Mm-hmm. What's happening is teams are not allowing him to have big plays down the field, right? They say, okay, look, we're going to double cover Tyreek Hill wherever he goes.
Because that has really changed. That they cut off that force.
We're not going to let him do that. So what we're going to do is we're going to force the underneath throw. And that's Kelce in the middle, which they hit sometimes every now and then. But now linebackers are dropping so deep into that zone because they can't run the ball.
Right. So they're not worried about somebody ripping off 20 yards. Right?
You can get all the 20-yard runs you want. That's not the way the Kansas City has attacked people. They like to score in chunks. They like to get yards by the bunches. Having them drive down the field 15 to 18 play drives is not what they want. Once that starts to happen, they get a little restless. They want to start forcing the ball. And if you can rush them and get pressure on Mahomes, although his offensive line is better this year, then you can drop the necessary defenders in coverage and take away the deep threat. That is the recipe for beating them. Now, on the flip side of that, how do you respond, Andy Reid? Okay? How do we adjust our game plan and the way we play to combat how people are playing us now? And, oh, by the way, the biggest thing that hurts the Kansas City Chiefs is their lack of focus mentally with the penalties.
Terrible. Terrible penalties.
And I'm talking about by all pro players, by starters, by all Pro Bowl players. Like, you can't jump off sides. You can't rough the passer.
You remember that D Ford one in that AFC? I know that he's not there anymore. But
right,
that was
but
a
those,
huge one.
But that was something that was starting to rear its head. They've been able to get away with this for so many years because Patrick Mahomes was so superior. You can erase those mistakes. We saw that in the play in the Super Bowl run they made when they were behind by double digits every single playoff game.
Yep. Houston should have won. Don't you remember?
Of course.
Houston was up like 23-0
yes,
or something.
Yes, of course. And when you develop bad habits and you can erase those bad habits with superior play, then you don't learn from the bad habits. We're seeing that come to fruition right now in 2021. Those bad habits they're stopping them from having that same success because teams have adjusted and taken away their superpower.
Okay, let me give you this. On Sunday against the Packers, the Chiefs were held to just 237 yards, Ephraim, in that game.
It's crazy.
The lowest amount since Patrick Mahomes became Kansas City's starting quarterback in 2018. He was 20 for 37, 166 yards, a touchdown, averaging a career low. This is against Green Bay. 4.5 yards per attempt, 54.1% completion rate, was the third lowest in a regular season game for Mahomes, and 166 yards were his lowest for him in a full game. Kansas City's averaging just 24.6 points per game, 15th in the NFL, 15th, and the lowest total in the Mahomes era. I mean, the stats are mind-boggling. Mahomes is also responsible for the most interceptions thrown, 14, Ephraim, since week 14 of the 2020 season.
Mm-hmm.
Over the past five games, Mahomes' level of play has declined. His 33.6 QBR since week five ranks 29th. 29th out of 32 quarterbacks, right? He has also thrown the same number of touchdown passes, six, as interceptions. And the Chiefs were averaging just 5 yards per play, one of the worst rates in the league. And over the past five games, Mahomes has thrown six interceptions and fumbled five times. He's only lost two of them. His 12 turnovers on the season are already four more than he had last season. He's already four more. And we're only halfway through this season. So The Athletic did a big story, and they talked to GMs and anonymous coaches and whatnot. And, a lot of them start to question what they're seeing and what's happened to them. And there's just been a big shift on the opinion of Mahomes. Here's one voter. Quote, "Some of his turnovers are just bad. Like he's falling down, throwing the ball. But the problem is he got away with it early in his career, Ephraim. This is what you were talking about. So now he thinks, well, I can always get away with it. The no-look passes, stuff like that," end quote. And all along, I kept bringing this up to Chris. And, you sound like a hater because they weren't interceptions, but they keep a stat, basically like passes that should have been picked off or bad passes that people dropped or didn't make the play on or whatever. And they were always high. He was getting away with it. And now it seems like it's balanced out. I think part of that is those things are now being caught. And he's trying to be cute. I don't know if you remember the jump play in the end zone where...
Oh, yeah, yeah.
You remember
Absolutely.
That?
Yeah.
What was that?
Bad habits, man. When you've been able to ice skate on razor blades and you don't cut your feet, then you keep doing it until you cut your feet off. We're seeing him cut his feet off right now. Those bad habits, look, teams aren't going to stand pat and allow you to do the things that you like to do. Not good teams anyway. And you look at the teams that they've beat this year. When you look at Green Bay in that first game, I mean, they only scored 13 points, but Aaron Rodgers didn't. He got benched.
Right.
He didn't even show up.
He didn't even play right.
He was still doing Jeopardy. They beat the Giants. They lost to Tennessee. It was a good team. Hard nose, punch you in the mouth. They beat Washington, right, with no Fitzmagic. They lost to Buffalo.
Were you saying the first game of the year? That was the Saints. Were you talking about that?
I'm going the other way.
The latest, right? Yep.
So when you look at the teams that they were able to beat, Phillies and, the Cleveland.
Right.
But they lose to Baltimore. They lose to the Chargers.
They gave up an 11-point lead at home, if you
right?
remember, in the
Buffalo,
fourth quarter.
Like all of these teams, these are good teams. These are the teams you need to be able to beat to go forward. And even if you make the playoffs, to do something in the playoffs, they're struggling with those teams because those teams – don't want to hear about Patrick Mahomes and how special he is and what he can do and any of that. So they're put in a position where if you're not fundamentally sound and doing the little things as a team, then you can't beat good teams. That's period. And that's what we're seeing. They can't beat good teams because they're not a good team.
How about this? Patrick Mahomes said he's not planning on becoming a conservative passer anytime soon. I don't think anybody wants him to do that. I think you want him to be smart. But here's his quote. Quote, I mean, I'm going to take shots. The last few years, I've taken those shots and they've worked. I've taken those shots and they haven't worked. And he's talking about as well this season. And we've still been able to find a way to score points. Whenever I got a guy with a chance to make a play downfield, I'm going to give him a chance to make a play. And I get that. I mean, you're not going to not throw to somebody who's wide open downfield, but I think he has to be not go conservative, but not take as many risks and not force the ball, Ephraim. Is that the right? Not to force it.
Well, the problem, when you talk about mobility and Patrick Mahomes and his abilities to get out of situations, I mean, he did have surgery on that foot. He's not as mobile as he was. We saw him hobbling around the
playoffs last year. People don't talk about that. That's a good point.
And you have to, like, he's not, and even watching him run, it's like, okay, he's not running the same way he would normally run with that foot. It just happened. It hasn't healed all the way. From what I'm looking at and watching him scramble and try to get out of situations, he just doesn't look as fluid as he once did. And that's also adding to the problem of moving the pocket, him getting himself out of harm's way, setting his feet, and throwing the ball down the field. We're not seeing that type of accuracy and strength out of him because his lower body isn't where it needs to be right now.
All right, here we go. We want to hear from you, 877-99 on Fox, 877-996-6369. Is Patrick Mahomes still a tier one quarterback in the NFL? That's all we want to hear. We'll continue this conversation with you next. It is the Odd Couple, Ephraim Salaam, in for Chris Broussard, Rob Parker, right here on Fox Sports Radio.
Fox Sports Radio has the best sports talk lineup in the nation. Catch all of our shows at foxsportsradio.com. And within the iHeartRadio app, search FSR to listen live.
I'm George Reister, host of the Reister or Wrong podcast. This is the intersection where sports, business, society, and pop culture meet the truth. Absolute fire on Mondays, Wednesdays, and Fridays. Facts only. Make sure you check your feelings at the door because no BS is allowed. We keep it 100. This is where real conversations happen. Listen to the Right or Wrong podcast on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
It is the Odd Couple, Fox Sports Radio. on a funky flashback Friday, Rob Parker, Ephraim Salaam, and for Chris Broussard. And we're coming to you live from the Fox Sports Radio studios. Hey, are you dealing with a dead battery? Head to AutoZone, America's number one battery destination. They offer free battery services like free battery testing and free battery charging. So next time you're having battery trouble, that's right, head to AutoZone, your battery solution, and America's number one battery destination. Our telephone number, 877-99 on Fox. We're talking about Patrick Mahomes. No one's asking you to trash his accomplishments or what he's done in his career. He's off to a great start, but we're talking about the here and now. Is he still a tier one quarterback? That's what we want to hear from you. 877-996-6369. Ephraim, I know people want to get in.
Oh, they want to get in. Let's go with Mike in Camarillo, California. You're on the iCouple. What you got?
Hey, guys. How you doing?
Good, brother.
Doing great.
That's good to hear. So, my whole thing about Mahomes, in my opinion, he's still a tier one quarterback. I'm a Denver fan. I would take him to Denver still. Everybody goes through their hardships. At this point, I think it's teams are figuring out how he's playing. Figuring out, oh, he likes those no-look passes. Oh, he's going to throw to Travis Kelce, his number one. I think it's time he switches up his game plan a little, keep people on the toes.
Okay, let me ask you this. I get it. You know, you say, if I'm you're a Denver fan, I'd take him in a minute. Of course, the guy's a Super Bowl under his belt. But how surprised are you as how bad he's played? Like, how surprising is that?
So it's actually really surprising. About 3 years ago, I said, hey, he's going to have a bad year or a bad start to a year. I didn't think it was going to be this bad. Like, I knew teams were going to catch on, start playing him tougher, stop him from being as mobile as he is and covering a lot better. But just the way he started out, I'm confident in the season line. We're going to beat him both times this year.
All right. Appreciate the call. Thanks. 877-99 on Fox.
We have David in Miami. You're on the Odd Couple. What you got?
Hey, guys, what do you think? He woke up the other day and took stupid pills all of a sudden? Come on, guys. This question is stupid. He's a great player. Everyone crowned him as the next Johnny U. They crowned him as the next Joe Namath. And he's playing with a team that isn't as good as it was. And I don't care what the sport is, guys. I don't care. You don't have the players around you. You don't win. Put Tom Brady on this team. What do you think their record is? Come on.
I get it. But I guess the point is, and we all know you got to have a supporting cast, but this is, I think, you know, and I told you, I said this earlier, Chris crowned him, Jordan-esque and all that really early. My point is, there's certain things he can do. The carelessness with the football, I get it, you don't have, that doesn't mean because you don't have players, Ephraim, that you throw 10 interceptions.
Right. You can't put the ball in harm's way. And look, they've suffered from a lot of drops. Guys aren't, you know, we've seen Tariq Hill drop balls.
Yes.
We've seen Hardman drop balls. We've seen Kelce drop ball. Things that normally don't happen with the Chiefs. And all of that is tying into it. But, of course, who gets the blame? It'll be Patrick Mahomes.
But he got all the credit, too, when they were winning.
That's exactly right. So, you know, it comes with the territory. He is not – we're not saying he's not a top-tier quarterback.
Right.
At least I'm not saying that at all. I'm not I mean, his talent speaks for itself. It supersedes everything else. He's a generational talent. What happens is when you can get away with bad habits, your own included, then you open yourself up to having dips in your career like this. Now, he's still on pace to throw for 5,000 yards and 40-plus touchdowns.
But it don't feel good. It ain't
right?
The same.
It doesn't feel good. And let's go to Brian in Virginia Beach, see what he has to say. You're on the iCouple. What you got?
Hey, guys. Thanks for taking my call. I'm also a Denver fan, which is funny. I think more blame has to go into Andy Reid on this.
Yep.
I feel like it's just a replay of the, you know, mid-2000 Eagles. I mean, they had a great team. Yep. They had crazy you know, passes and stuff like that. But he leans so much on that passing game. You know, he's missed so many opportunities with the Eagles, with Brian Westbrook and all of, you know, wonderful players that he had. And now it's like, you know, he's doing the same thing with Kansas City, and I feel like he's going to have that Donovan McNabb type unfortunate plateau in his career right now. But hopefully they can, you know, like that, but
they're never
feeling like
that. No, hey, you know what? But you make a great point.
Good point.
We've seen this movie before, Ephraim. We have.
Yep.
So that's. I don't think he's speaking out of turn. We did in Philly. They got to three NFC Championship games, didn't they, in a row?
Yeah,
went to a Super Bowl?
Yes, they did.
Andy Reid had them there.
Mm-hmm. You got to be able to, and that's what I mentioned when we start talking about this. As a coach, you have to be able to take the temperature of your team. And if you have a star player, especially at the quarterback position, and things aren't going the way they used to go, you have to be able to make adjustments. And play calling and schemes and communication, right? You have to be able to make adjustments and not depend on the talent
right.
of an individual. Them not being able to run the ball is killing him.
And shame on Andy Reid. Remember, he didn't run the ball in
yes.
the Super Bowl. Didn't even try to run.
That,
you can't play like
you
that.
You can't do that. Having Mahomes throw the ball 40, 50 times a game.
Ridiculous.
That's not it, especially if he's not fully. And I'm just going out on the limb saying he just doesn't look as mobile as he did when he was healthy.
All right, the football conversation will continue here on The Odd Couple. With our man Adam Kaplan, he joins us next. But first,
Fox Sports Radio has the best sports talk lineup in the nation. Catch all of our shows at foxsportsradio.com. And within the iHeartRadio app, search FSR to listen live.
And let's welcome in Adam Kaplan, one of our favorite guys. He's a Fox Sports Radio NFL insider. Mr. Kaplan, how are you?
Guys, good to be with you tonight.
Always good. Let's talk about the Rams. They're all in. Yep. They push all the chips in. And the story was kind of like that OBJ really wanted to go to the Packers and play with Aaron Rodgers, but the veterans minimum wasn't enough. Even though he's getting money from the Browns, he still chose to go with the Rams because they offered him more money. What do you make of that story?
Well, the Rams kind of came in late, and they were able to get this done. And some people will say, well, do they really need him? You know, Van Jefferson, the second-year receiver.
That's my question.
Yeah, exactly. It's the second-year receiver they really like. Now, the way they'll do this is once OBJ understands the offense, he's going to cut into everybody's production a little bit. Even the great Cooper Kupp, who's leading the NFL in receptions, headed for, if he plays all 17 games, probably 120-plus, which is just amazing, but that's probably what he's going to do. It gives everybody a break a little bit. And now the question is Odell Beckham Jr., if he's not going to be a focal part of the offense, which is almost certain, is he willing to accept his role? Now, he said about 2 weeks before the Browns got rid of him, when he kept being asked by the media, said, look, man, I just want to win. You know, I don't want to deal with that right now. But his father, of course, spoke for him,
right?
Which
of
is
course.
The big reason why he was cut. And that's the thing to watch out for, because if OBJ does not have a significant role, which is almost certain, what's his father going to say about it?
Yeah.
When family starts getting into it, I mean, that's the worst. Right, when they start.
It is, Ephraim. Right, it's ridiculous, what it is.
I don't agree with that. I would never, in all my years of playing in the NFL, my dad would never. Like, it would never even, my dad, wife, brother, cousin, mom, sister.
Right.
This is my job. Okay, I don't come up to your job and cuss your boss out because you had to work a double. You know what I mean? Like,
right.
Dad, you were driving a bus for 15 years. I didn't kick in the door of the bus and tell everybody to get off because you tired. Like, come on now.
Right.
So, you know, with this, let's just say that OBJ fits in. Mm-hmm. To me, I think it's a situation of an abundance of riches. They're going all in to win this year.
We
see that.
Yep.
They're going all in. And in the perfect world, attitudes and everything being 100 and exactly how you would want it, what role do you see OBJ having on this team and the impact of that role.
Yeah, again, I think it's he's going to share that third receiver role once he knows what he's doing in terms of the offense. And remember, they cut DeSean Jackson. It didn't work. He was their shot play guy. That's not really what OBJ does. He's an intermediate receiver. He's not really a deep guy. Good short area quickness. But he's had injury history. I don't see more than 30 snaps a game. Someone would say, like, I still don't quite see why they would do this. They could probably use one more receiver, but they didn't need anyone who had to play a significant amount of snaps. It's
right.
It's a work in progress, but I'm going to trust OBJ at his word here. He's just looking to win a Super Bowl, which he's going to have a chance to do. The Rams are right where I thought they would be. I spent 2 days at training camp with the Rams in August, and you could just see. I remember talking to a team that spent some time with the Raiders and in preseason and said that this is a team that if they suffer any injuries, they got problems because they have very little depth. That is something to watch out for if they suffer. They've been very lucky with injuries over the last 3 years. But
yeah, they're thin, definitely.
Yeah, a couple injuries, Rob, to a certain position, they're going to have some problems.
How about John Gruden? Let's go here, Adam.
Yeah.
Gruden's lawsuit. It'd be one thing if he was saying that, you know, I was unjustly fired because I didn't write those emails. I know he's trying to force the NFL into some sort of settlement because they don't want to release all the emails. What do you make of this? I know he gave up $60 million, so he's trying to recoup something. But this stinks to me.
Yeah, I wasn't surprised that something was going to come here. See, here's the thing. Like, he's trying to restore somewhat of his reputation, but the cat's out of the bag. There's no way you're going to be able to do that.
Right.
The emails are out there. So what do you, other than money, what could you really get? I can't imagine he'd work in television again.
No.
No,
it's just, I think it's
not with
much,
the stuff he said about people, right?
Yeah, and you know, I've been looking into John Gruden's background just to figure out. We know he's a combustible guy, but you know, you see a public image and then the private image with the emails. So I'm just trying to piece together over the next series of weeks or so, and then you have this lawsuit. Who is this guy? We're learning more about him. But the more people I talk to, the more I learn about him. It's he's a complex person. He's clearly not what I thought he was. He started his career with the Packers, then he went to Philly as the youngest offensive coordinator in NFL history at 29. Then he got the Raiders head coaching job, I think, at 32 or 33. And you know, no one really got to see John Gruden kind of grow up the game. He was on the fast track. And I think this is a guy kind of missed that intermediate step on how you have to handle yourself. Mm. And the other thing is nobody really corrected him. You know, you see those emails, right? Where was someone saying, hey, John, you know, don't include me
Hello.
On this.
Hello. What are you doing?
Me. Right. You know, right. I don't want to be on this.
Wait a minute.
Yeah. Nobody stepped in.
Good point.
I've gotten messages and stuff like that. I've checked people before.
Like yeah, somebody sends you something off color
we've
off,
had discussions.
Out of line.
I'm like, yo, wait, time out, man. What is that?
Right?
You have to be able to step up, and whether it be a friend, an associate, or whatever that is. I mean, sometimes we have to educate the people that are in our circle. Sometimes we have to educate the people that we correspond with. That's fine. That's what being an adult is.
Last one, Adam.
Patrick Mahomes and the struggle of the Chiefs. Is it more Patrick Mahomes or more Andy Reid?
No, it's Patrick Mahomes. I've known about this since, I'm going to say, weeks two or three. This is my understanding of the situation. So, you know, as an offensive lineman, you know the plays drawn up. You know the progression, 1, 2, 3, 4, 5. He skips 1 and 2. He's trying to get to 3 instead of going to 1. Mm. He's been doing this. Now, see, he's gotten away with it over the years because he's so dynamically talented. But this year, he's not. And he's still trying to make the big play. I mean, he's got 4 touchdown passes in the last 4 games. You can't believe this. It's hard to believe.
It's mind-boggling.
It is. This has been, and I have to tell you, but it's the 21st year covering the National Football League. This has been the strangest year. It's obviously been the most competitive year. The home teams have a losing record this year, which is absurd. We're just seeing up the biggest upsets. Week 9 was the series of upsets, and plus you have the first game of Week 10, and then you have the struggling Patrick Mahomes. Didn't see this coming, and Andy Reid's doing all that he can. He had Andy coached Donovan McNabb before his downfall, McNabb's regression.
Yep.
Donovan went through stuff, and he'd always help him out with a short area passes, get out of his hand quickly, and they're trying, but Mahomes has a mind of his own, and that's. And that's going to be their downfall because their defense, guys, is not good enough, though they played the last 2 weeks, or better than the last 2 weeks.
But barely able to beat the Giants at home and that's the Packers without Aaron Rodgers. Barely.
Correct. So that's the problem, Rob, right now. They cannot overcome his struggles. And that division is not great. Nobody is the favorite right now in the AFC. It's just completely wide open.
All right. There it is. We appreciate the knowledge. Adam Kaplan, Fox Sports Radio, NFL Insider. Yes, have a great weekend, buddy. Yep. Andre Iguodala says, Kyrie Irving is the fourth best point guard in the history of the association. Uh-oh. Can't wait to get Ephraim's take. We'll get into that next. It is the Odd Couple, Ephraim Salam in for Chris Broussard. Rob Parker here, you there, right here on Fox Sports Radio. Stick and stay.
America.
Fox Sports Radio has the best sports talk lineup in the nation. Catch all of our shows at foxsportsradio.com. And within the iHeartRadio app, search FSR to listen live.
It is the Odd Couple, Fox Sports Radio, Rob Parker, Ephraim Salam, in for Chris Broussard. We're coming to you live from the Fox Sports Radio studios on this funky Flashback Friday. And Ephraim, Andre Iguodala has ranked Kyrie high. Says he's the fourth best point guard in the history of the association.
Okay, can you stop right there?
Okay, because I was going to say, go ahead.
Just stop right there, and I'm just going to ask you a question. Okay? It's all yes right. or no. This is simple.
Yep.
First of all, let me ask you this. Do you agree with that?
No.
Okay, good.
He's a talented, great player. Okay. I think that's high.
So I'm going to ask you this. Is he better than Magic?
No.
Is he better than Oscar Robertson?
No.
Is he better than Isaiah Thomas?
No.
Is he better than John Stockton?
No.
Is he better than Steph Curry?
No.
Is he better than Chris Paul?
No. Is I don't have better, time. What are we doing?
Is he better than Allen Iverson?
Yes.
What?
No.
You think Kyrie Irving is better than Allen Iverson?
Kyrie made one of the biggest shots in the history of the NBA.
That's one shot. One shot does not make a career.
Last year, he was a 50-40-90 guy.
Yes.
50% from the – I'm just – okay. I thought it was his best year. 50% from the field, 40% from three, and 90% from the free throw line. Those are pretty lofty numbers.
Those are very lofty numbers. Yes. And I'll give him credit for that year. And I'll give him credit for the one big shot.
But I guess here's my question to you as a former athlete. There's a degree of respect that comes from guys who play against other guys.
Yes.
We see it all the time. If you go by Kobe Bryant's analytics and stats, clutch shots made, you know, and game winners and all kind of things when using those numbers, he doesn't measure up to where people think he is. But you talk to players, they love Kobe. They think Kobe's better than LeBron. They don't care what the numbers say about LeBron. They want that dog on their team. They love Kobe.
Yeah, because you bring a different energy, right?
Tell me about that.
You're right. So Kyrie doesn't have that energy. Matter of fact, Kyrie's known to alienate teammates. So when we talk about great point guards, the measuring stick is you're the quarterback of the team. You're the guy, the facilitator.
Okay, let me ask you this. I'm going to interrupt you real quick.
Go ahead.
He's the best finisher I've ever seen at the rim.
Okay. That's
I'm
good.
I'm not saying that makes you
that does
the
not
greatest
make you,
point guard,
it does
but
not.
I'm asking you.
It makes you
ask
one
you
of the greatest finishers.
Game. Is he like one of the greatest or he's
true? Oh, absolutely.
Okay.
His ball handling, his ability, that's second to none. I would never argue that. But when you talk about a point guard, someone you can put on a team that would personify what that team is, that would elevate that team, I mean, what did Kyrie do in Boston?
Not a pretty picture.
What did Kyrie do in Brooklyn before KD?
Not a pretty picture.
What did Kyrie do in Cleveland before LeBron?
All right, I get a pattern here, okay?
Yes, so there is a pattern. So when you talk about the greatest point guard, we're not talking about the greatest finisher at the rim. We're not talking about a guy who had one unbelievably statistical career. We're talking about what that means to a team.
So you're in agreement that he didn't belong in the top 75? Because Dame Dollar didn't belong in the top 75. Would you agree with that?
No, it's some players that not quite yet.
I don't know. Dwight Howard.
He should have been there. He should have been
Dwight
there.
Dwight Howard. That's crazy. Are you kidding? Like,
he
seriously.
He should have been there. I mean, he's going to be a first ballot Hall of Famer. The people are enamored with the Dwight Howard we see now and the Dwight Howard we've seen for the last 4 years.
Exactly. But there was another 12 years. Yeah. He was a monster.
I mean, he was the reigning defensive player of the year. He took a team from the center position all the way to the finals by himself.
And one game won against the Lakers.
Right? Like, so, you know, people don't give him his due because he's goofy and and the antics he's had since then have been a situation where – you know, they look at him differently.
They've overshadowed his career. There's no doubt about it. I'm with you. That dude was a monster on both ends. They had a shot. You remember, even that Orlando team, changed the lineup. Do you remember that?
Yep.
After they had, like, what are you doing? Like, that team was rolling. It was unbelievable.
Kyrie Irving's not in the top four of point guards of all time. I'm sorry.
Okay. There you go.
It's no argument for him to be there.
Andre, pick up the phone. Ephraim wants to talk.
Holler at me.
The final hour of the program is coming up. It is The Odd Couple. Rob Parker, Ephraim Salamin for Chris Broussard. Right here on Fox Sports Radio. Stick and stay.
America!